7 weeks had gone by without finding Craig or his brothers. Every day that passed benefited the Redcaps, allowing them to build up their army of Sluas. They had to be stopped. That didn't mean he wanted her mingling with the city's scum in order to do so. Trevor closed the distance between him and Rowan. After a few feet, her grip on the chains tightened, showcasing the sleek muscles in her arms. Thin with a chest that made his mouth water and legs that went on forever, she was probably one of the most beautiful women he'd ever laid eyes on. Who was he kidding? She was fantasy-worthy. If she could keep her mouth shut, she'd be the perfect woman. "I didn't know hunters took breaks." He met her gaze on the upward part of her arc to avoid looking up her skirt. "Or is this what Aran's children do all night? Play?" One corner of her mouth lifted in a condescending smirk. She stretched out those incredibly long legs and leaned farther back so her hair skimmed the ground on her next swing. Her heeled sandals slipped from her feet, and her skirt bunched, exposing the dark panties he'd been avoiding looking at. Green. Dark green. The color matched her eyes. He widened his stance to give his dick more room. "Aren't you going to say anything?" Her silence surprised him. Normally, she didn't miss an opportunity to argue with him. She swung a few more times, then hopped down, landing easily on her feet. With her signature fingerless gloves covering her hands, she smoothed the black skirt, then tugged on the hot pink short-sleeve top until a healthy dose of cleavage showed. Then she bent, giving him an even better glimpse of her boobs, and picked up her shoes. She hooked a single finger around the straps and sashayed toward him. Hunger showed in her eyes. It wasn't the first time he'd seen it, but something about the predatory glint tensed his muscles. Whereas before the look had held a teasing edge, as if she knew what her presence did to him and enjoyed seeing him react, this expression spoke of raw need. Lust. Rowan dropped her shoes and stroked a finger along his cheek. He'd shaved before coming out tonight, something he rarely did if he wasn't going into the office. Since he'd been laid up for weeks recovering from the wounds that would have ended his life had he been attacked in the mortal world, he hadn't bothered making the trip down the mountain. He had a competent staff working for him, and most of the work he normally did for the security firm he and Ian owned was easy enough to accomplish remotely. "You should shave more often. Actually," she stood on her tiptoes and rubbed her cheek against his jaw, where the first hint of his beard showed. "It's a shame you can't stay just like this. Enough stubble to tease a woman, but not enough to distract her. The next time I have a lover's spread thighs in front of me, I'll have to ask her if she agrees with you."